Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Golden Voice, Ted Williams, Scott Spears coming at you here on this first day of summer 2023, June the 21st, 2023, 14 minutes past the hour here. Now remember, summer will officially come at 10:58 a.m. this morning, and today is the day that we have the longest daylight hours, today. Last night, it was not daylight until 10 o'clock, but it didn't really get all dark. Pitch dark until pretty close to 10 o'clock last night. So we'll see what it's like today. Longest day of daylight hours today. First day of summer. Summer arrives at 10:58 this morning. We're getting very close to it. Now, got an email from our friend Bob Welsh down in Columbus, Ohio. Don't forget the fun science of today. Now, this is good for the kids and good for the adults. You can, for the next couple hours, now just the next couple hours, you don't have very long here, stand a raw egg on end. It will remain standing for a long time. Now, Bob's record is 21 days. Now, I'm taking a look here. He sent me a picture here of his raw eggs standing on their end. So if you're at home right now, or if you're at work and you have access to a raw egg, get a raw egg out of the refrigerator and set it on its end. Now, you'll be able to do that today because we are level. The earth is level. We're not tilted today. So take a raw egg, stand it on its end, and it will remain that way for a long time. 21 days, Bob's egg stood on end. Now, you can only do this for the next couple hours here as summer is approaching at 10:58 today. Now, if you tuned in hour number one, I'm going to run through this again a little bit here because we had a conspiracy. We had a little bit of a conspiracy theory here. And I think in hour number one, we might have led into a little bit more of a conspiracy theory. And I know that people love the ID channel, people love dead bodies, people love murder mysteries, people love Alcatraz, people love all that sort of stuff. So, last hour, this goes back to yesterday's program. Last hour, what happened was, I was having a conversation on the phone yesterday with Lee, and we were talking about Abby and Michelle getting Botox. And I said, I don't understand why the two of them would get Botox because they're nice-looking girls. And almost immediately, as I said this yesterday, I got a message from Abby in capital letters, which I think denotes screaming. She said, I can't believe you called me good-looking and called Michelle good-looking. Now, adjectives are very important in life. Now, if you call somebody nice looking, what you're saying is, you look nice. You don't need Botox. Why are you doing this? If you call somebody good looking, that's a little more. That's a little much. And I don't think I would be calling somebody good looking. You know, I don't read off a script when I'm doing this show in the morning. And I don't think I would call somebody good looking. But Abby absolutely contends to this moment that I called her and Michelle yesterday good-looking, which I don't think I did. Now, we played the tape last hour. I pulled the tape because we tape everything on this station. We have everything for 9 years on tape here. And I pulled the tape, and I played it. And I think it described everything, and it really proved me right in this particular situation. Now, does anybody have any opinion? We're going to play the tape here again. Does that, because some people might have just woken up. Does anybody remember what actually happened yesterday from your memory? Because you would have to remember this from your memory until we play the tape here. And did anybody hear the tape last hour and hear exactly what I said happened? That I said, nice looking girls. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, do you think I said nice-looking girl, or do you think I said good-looking girl? Now, this does not mean a whole lot in the grand scheme of things of everybody's life, I understand. But when you're doing a talk show for 2 hours every morning, and somebody says that you say something that you didn't say to the tape and improve your case, I mean, don't you? You have to go to the tape. You have to prove your case. You have to prove that you're right, that you did not say good looking. Because I'm telling you, in my own mind, I don't know that I have ever said that anybody is good looking. Now, I'm sure I've ran into people who were good looking, but I don't think I've ever called them good looking. Now, I've said, you're nice looking. Why do that? You know, and that's what I'm talking about with the Botox. You're nice looking. You know, you don't need this. Why are you doing this? You don't have to do this. I'll tell you the difference between nice looking and good looking. Nice looking is like something you would say to your grandmother. Well, you look nice today, Grandma. You know, that's basically nice looking. Now, good looking is something you say to like a supermodel. Oh, man, she was good looking. Now, does anybody understand the two things here? The points that I'm making? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, again, we played the tape last hour, because we tape everything, to prove what was said. Now, here's what I'm going to do. Now, just hold whatever you're doing. I know you're probably all standing eggs on end right now. But hold on to whatever you need to hold on to here, and I'm going to do something here that I did last hour. Now, don't shy away, because I'm just going to do this once, because I know new people have tuned in the last hour. Now, this is the tape I played last hour, but don't go away. Don't go away. I'm going to play this tape. This is what I played last hour to prove my story that I said nice-looking girls as opposed to good-looking girls. And this is what people heard last hour on this show. Well, it's interesting because now I can say it. Abby is out there listening. She just sent me a message. They don't care if I say their name. So it was Abby and Michelle who came. Well, see how discreet I was even trying to be about the plastic surgery thing. I didn't want to, because I think Botox is considered plastic surgery, is it not?
I think so.
So I think so, too, and I did not want to out them, because, again, that used to be a hidden thing. But I'm shocked now that everybody is so open about this, and Abby and Michelle, who are, I mean, listen, they're very... Girls, they keep up, you know, they're good. But I could not tell any difference with their Botox. I didn't get it. And they probably paid very good money for that. I don't think Botox is cheap, but certainly not on the insurance plan. Now, as sure as I'm sitting here at 23 minutes past the hour, if that does not vindicate me that I said nice looking girls, I really don't know what does. I honest to goodness. Boy, that tape is the gift that keeps on giving, isn't it? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If that doesn't clear it all up, if that doesn't set your mind astray that I was right, once again, I don't think anything will. 740-751-4038. Did you hear it? Because I heard it clear as a bell that particular time. What do you think? Nice-looking girls versus good-looking girls. I think I was right. I mean, tape does not lie, and this is why we tape things here at this station. Okay. Now, I've had my fun with that, but now here's something interesting. Now, this is just to prove. Now, obviously, that tape had a little bit of, how should we say? That tape might have been altered a little bit. You know, I would have been a good person to work for Richard Nixon when it comes to altering tapes. So now, okay, here's that is what I played last hour. We had a little fun. We had a little fun. But now, remember, because now we're going to play the real tape. Okay? The real unedited tape is going to be played now here. Summer. Summer's coming up here momentarily, 24 minutes past the hour here. Summer's coming in about an hour and a half. So we're going to play this tape unedited. Okay? Now remember, now this just goes to memory. And I don't know what this says about, well, we'll come back and talk about this. But remember, the contention again is that in that conversation yesterday, that is immediately after I said it, and I'm not talking like an hour later, I'm talking like minutes after I said it, Abby said, "You called me good looking, and Michelle." And I contended, I had to do it off memory too, because I didn't have the tape then at that point, that I called them nice looking. And I think Lee was still on the line when we had that conversation. So now, for the first time here on WGH Talk, we are going to play the unedited version of that tape. Now get ready. I certainly hope Abby is out there listening to this right now. And I hope everybody else who has been involved in this terrible conspiracy is out there listening to this right now, because here is the tape, completely unedited, as it aired on this show yesterday morning, June the 20th, 2023. Well, it's interesting because now I can say it. Abby is out there listening. She just sent me a message. They don't care if I say their name. So it was Abby and Michelle who came. Well, see how discreet I was even trying to be about the plastic surgery thing. I didn't want to, because I think Botox is considered plastic surgery, is it not?
I think so.
So I think so too, and I did not want to out them because, again, that used to be a hidden thing. But I'm shocked now that everybody is so open about this. And Abby and Michelle, who are, I mean, listen, they're very nice-looking girls. They keep up. You know, they're good. But I could not tell any difference with their Botox. It didn't, I didn't get it. And they probably paid very good money for that. I don't think Botox is cheap, but certainly not on the insurance plan. Well, there you have it. The unedited tape in this entire conspiracy theory. No edits, no jokes. Now, I think what I heard there was somebody saying they look nice. Why would they get Botox? Now, is that not what was said? Thank goodness for tape. Now, the real question is, why did she hear good-looking when good-looking was never said at all in that entire spiel? You just heard it live to tape, no edits yesterday. Nice-looking is what I said. All right. There you go. 27 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, wait a second. Now she's saying, I fixed the tape. I'm telling you, that tape is unedited. There would be no way for me to fix that tape. I never said good looking. But it's interesting because I think people hear what they want to hear. And that is the unedited tape. Now, that's interesting, isn't it? I think that's fascinating. Because I knew what I had said. Because, as I said before, good-looking is just not a term I would use. But there you go. You heard it. Nice-looking. There you have it. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And God knows, you know, I like both of them a lot. And they're a lot of fun, and they listen to the show. Well, one of them listens to the show, and I certainly appreciate that. And the other one listens from time to time. And we have a lot of fun, but, you know, it is interesting that people hear what they want to hear. Now, has anybody else ever had that problem? Hearing what they want to hear when it's... Doesn't that give you pause in some way in your own life when you hear something and you're for sure you heard it? But if you actually had tape to play it back, you would say, well, maybe... That's not what I said. I think that's interesting. Does anybody have selective hearing like that? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now she's claiming that I fixed it. Now, listen, I'm going to play it one more time before we wrap this whole thing up. I'm going to play this one more time, and you can clearly hear there's no altering to this tape. There'd be no way for me to put my voice in there saying nice instead of good. It would sound funny if I did that. All right, here it is, the unedited tape. It's only 50 seconds. It's from yesterday. Here it is. Well, it's interesting because now I can say it. Abby is out there listening. She just sent me a message. They don't care if I say their name. So it was Abby and Michelle. Who came? Well, see how discreet I was even trying to be about the plastic surgery thing. I didn't want to, because I think Botox is considered plastic surgery, is it not?
I think so.
So I think so too, and I did not want to out them because, again, that used to be a hidden thing. But I'm shocked now that everybody is so open about this. And Abby and Michelle, who are, they're very nice looking girls. They keep up, you know, they're good. I could not tell any difference with their Botox. It didn't. I didn't get it. And they probably paid very good money for that. I don't think Botox is cheap, but certainly not on the insurance plan. There you go. Now you can even tell by the way that plays that clearly it says nice looking. All right, 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, Scott. This is Pastor Craig. How are you doing?
Hey, good, Pastor. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great this morning. Hey, I have been listening, and I just wanted to throw in my 2 cents worth on the conspiracy theory.
But please do, because honest to goodness, doesn't this make JFK and the Titanic and all those men walking on the moon really seem quite trite?
Yes, it does. It really does. So I've listened to you playing that, and I have to draw on my own experiences. You know, a lot of the sermons that I preach were recorded by a man who is excellent in audio work. And one of the things that he does is he takes what I say and edits it so that, you know, I get all the coughs and the sneezes and the... long pauses out of what I say so that it sounds very smooth. Now, there were a couple of times when I made a mistake and said the wrong thing when I meant to say something else. And what he can do is he has a vast library of everything I've said, and he can take a word that I said 5 days ago and insert it into something I said today, and it's seamless. So all I can say, Scott, is keep the conspiracy theory going.
Now, Pastor, I got to ask you, though, because even when I played... Now, did you like the first tape, though, by the way, when we went down the story there and I played the first tape, when obviously we had an edit problem,
yes.
I thought that was good.
Yeah, I thought it was good, too. Yeah. I really did. Because I wasn't expecting that, and it came out of left field, and I thought that was pretty good. I like that.
Now, getting to the actual tape, which I now have played twice, and I think she's still out there listening, because it's, in her words were that I fixed it. Now,
honest to goodness, you're a man of audio. Is there any way that I could have taken that and taken the word out good and put nice in with that particular clip without it sounding a little hinky?
I'm a man of integrity. I must say that honestly, I do not believe you have the skills to do that. But I know there are people that are highly paid professionals that they could have done it with no problem.
Well, that's true. I'm sure it could be done, but in my world of audio equipment, I don't think I would have been able to do that. But here's the interesting thing, because now clearly, and I'm not saying she didn't believe that I said good looking yesterday, because I believe she really did think I said that, but clearly I did not. Now, what do you think that is?
It's like you said, Scott, lots of times we hear what we want to hear and we don't actually hear what the actual word is, especially if the words are close to each other, but they do have different meanings. I mean, they really do. And specifically in this instance, there is definitely a difference between when you or I would say nice looking versus good looking. And I think so many times it's very common that we often hear what we want to hear or what we're used to hearing, and we actually miss what's really said.
Right, and I think what happened here in this particular situation, because it was minutes yesterday after I had said it, and honestly, in my own mind, I thought, I don't think I said good-looking. I don't think I would say that, but, you know, we'll have to go back to the tape and consult this. But it's interesting to me, because here's what I believe happened, and this is no slight on her, but I think what happened was, after knowing her for 4+ years at this point, I believe that she was shocked that I would say that she's good looking, that I would give that nice a compliment to her, because I've never said anything like that to her in any context. So I think, even though I didn't say it, when I was talking about looks and Botox and plastic surgery, that in her own mind, it was like one of those subliminal validations that he thinks that I'm a good-looking person, when what I said was, you're nice-looking, and all the only reason I said that was, you don't need Botox.
Right, and I agree with you 100%. I honestly think that she was, you know, she wasn't expecting you to say what you said, and it instantly was in her mind what she thought you had said, or the meaning of what you had said without hearing the actual words.
Right, and actually, what she thought I said, I didn't say. So, there we go. Well, where are you at this morning, Pastor Craig? What neck of the woods in Ohio are you listening from?
It's funny you should ask. I'm actually out in Butler, Ohio, which is kind of east and a little bit south of Mansfield.
Oh, very nice. Nice morning out there. When I was out this morning, it was a little overcast.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised, actually, that it stayed as warm as it did through the night. It wasn't hot, but it stayed warm, and it was a little overcast. It's going to be hot today, but it's cleared up, it's sunny, and it's going to be a good day.
You excited for summer 10:58 this morning?
I'm going to stop my vehicle at 10:57, get out, and pay homage to the longest daylight of the year.
Well, I'm so glad that you're still out there, Pastor, and calling in. I've always enjoyed conversations like these. And keep calling in, keep listening, and I'll be seeing you soon.
I will be seeing you very soon. And thanks, Scott. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Pastor. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Pastor Craig, one of our old friends here at the station. You know, I always loved when he called in during the morning show. We would have very serious conversations like the one we just had. Now, I appreciate that. Now, phone lines are open 38 minutes past the hour. Isn't it good to hear from Pastor Craig? Always a lot of fun. 740-751-4038. Now, this is our conspiracy theory here this morning. And now, we do have a response
being laid out here by Abby, our dear friend. She laughed. She's laughing. She's in a good mood. There's no anger here this morning. She's saying, maybe because you said they are good after you said nice looking, regardless, they mean the same thing. Well, see, now we're getting into a whole nother can of worms. I hate to draw this conspiracy out here, but I see, I don't, and I'm not trying to be facetious here, I don't think nice looking and good looking mean the same thing. Because, now think in your own life. If you are with somebody who you think does not look bad, this is essentially what we're talking about. Somebody who doesn't look bad. I'll tell you what, think of your own husband or your own boyfriend in this regard. Now, if you say, how do you look? And they say, well, you look nice. Now, you're going to be angry. Oh, my goodness. But if you say, how do you look? You look good. Now, that's different. I believe that's different. Because nice is, you know, you could be out in public. You know, you don't need to wear any kind of Halloween mask or anything like that. But or maybe you're nicely coiffed. You know, you've taken a bath that morning. Your hair is combed. That sort of thing. Now, if you look good, now that means, you know, watch out. That's the basic difference there. And that is what this whole conspiracy theory illustrates. But I like this because what's fascinating to me is people really do hear what they want to hear. And most times in life, we do not have the audio tape to play back. But have you ever been in a conversation with somebody when they swear up, down, left, right, and sideways that they heard this, they heard you say that? Hey, listen, it's not always the case. There are differences in these matters. Does anybody get what I'm talking about here? 40 minutes past the hour. And do you think good and nice mean the same thing as adjectives when describing somebody? If somebody says you're nice looking and somebody says you're good looking, are those different things? I think they're different things, I have to say. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If anybody would like to weigh in on this hullabaloo this morning, we would love to hear you. But again, we did this morning because, and I could have been wrong when I pulled the tape. You know, who knows? I could have been wrong. But as I said, I didn't think I was wrong because I don't believe I've ever called anybody good looking in my life. And maybe that's a sad thing or a sad commentary on me, but I've just never done that because, I don't know, it's not something I do. But nice looking, yeah, I'll say that. Oh, you look nice today. You look nice. That sort of thing. But it's a psychological thing. I like psychological things. You know, when I was in college and I took any electives in school, I always took psychology and sociology. And I think this is a psychological, sociological experiment. So there you go. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. 42 minutes past the hour on this Wednesday morning. Upon us. Now, Sarah, I'm interested to know. Now, I know Sarah's out there driving the bus. But I'm interested to know what she feels about this particular situation. Because she feels that I'm always wrong in these situations when it comes to a, you know, back and forth. Now, Sarah, what do you think? I think at this point, we have to say that I might be right in this particular situation. And I don't know if Lee's out there this morning. You know, Lee was a part of that whole mess yesterday. 740-751-4038. And remember, our conversation all started with tattoos and Botox. And the statistics we got this morning were 30% of people have tattoos in this country. And 92% of people, adults, do not regret getting the tattoos. And 8% of people have had Botox, which is considered non-invasive plastic surgery. So those are the numbers. as we have them. All right. Well, what else do we got going on here this morning? Well, we'd love to see the dog collar returned. I don't know what more to say about that at this point. You know, $5,000 and no charges against you. I think that's a very nice thing. Why hasn't it been returned? We don't know. We got our conspiracy theory in here this morning. And we've talked more. The only thing I'm going to say again, and I've said it many times the last 2 days, I think there is some kind of psychological thing behind tattoos. And again, not psychological in a bad way. Just there's some kind of need or want or something there when it comes to tattoos. And I'm not sure what it is, but it's growing as time goes on, because clearly more people have tattoos today than had them many years ago. All right. Anything going on in the community of any substance? We talked yesterday about the banner campaign for the veterans, where I believe it's on July the 1st, Saturday, July the 1st, you're supposed to find the veterans banner that you have up and go and stand under it for an hour, I believe 11:30 to 12:30. Now, we're not really sure. Now, I put a call in about this, so hopefully we get a call back. I'm not really sure what exactly you're supposed to do when you're standing under it. That's the conversation we had yesterday, but hopefully that will come with time, and we'll learn exactly what that is all about. Oh, you know what? I'll tell you what we didn't finish the other day. Boy, I've totally forgotten about this, and I laid this over to the side. We were going, Monday, I believe it was, we were going through a 1980 News Life. And there are some ads here from 1980, and I was trying to see if people realized what these businesses were. Now, we had a few the other day that we never got answers to. So here's what we have. Great holiday values for the anti-coupon inflation fighter. Now, this was a drive-thru that was located at 1129 South Prospect Street, Richmond at Fairground. Now, this would have been in 1980. 1 pound bag of Baldridge potato chips, $1.29. What drive-thru was that? Does anybody remember the drive-thru's name? 740-751-4038. This would have been back in 1980. The address, 1129 South Prospect Street, Richmond at Fairground. All right. Now, the other one from the other day that I believe we did not get was an appliance and TV store located at 238 West Center Street. An appliance and TV store located at 238 West Center Street back in 1980. Now, their ad was a pretty big ad here in the newspaper back in 1980. Christmas gifts of quality on and off is all you have to know. Complete music system starting at $599. This business had been around since 1952, and it was still around in 1980. It was a television and appliance store at 238 West Center Street in 1980. Does anybody remember what that was? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. So we've got the drive-thru located at 1129 South Prospect Street, Richmond at Fairground. That was a drive-thru. What was the name of that? And then we've got the appliance store, Appliance and Television Center, that was located at 238 West Center Street. It had been there since 1952, and it was still there in 1980. Does anybody know what that was? 740-751-4038. Now, let me throw another one in here. Maybe one that's a little easier. Okay. I don't think we did this one the other day. So this is... Well, yeah, let's do this one. People might remember this one a little easier. Choice of heavy steaks and seafood, cocktail lounge, banquet facilities. Let's see the address. Does it have an address printed here? 1 mile east of Upper Sandusky on Route 30. Now, does anybody remember what that business was? Now, that's one that used to get a lot of attention here in Marion. Does anybody remember that business? Now, remember, choice of heavy steaks and seafood. So we know it's a food business, steakhouse kind of. Cocktail lounge, banquet facilities, located 1 mile east of Upper Sandusky on Route 30. Does anybody remember what that business was? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, when we did this on Monday, we got a few answers. We got Lee's Steakhouse. We got the Western Sizzlin' on Monday. We got the Gateway Smorgasbord on Monday. We got Faye Bank on Monday. But we don't have any today. No guesses so far with 10 minutes left in the program. Is everybody getting ready for summer or maybe the impending... I don't know. It looks pretty nice out there right now. I don't know if we're going to have any rain today or not on the first day of summer. But does anybody remember any of these businesses? Well, maybe this person does. Let's go to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, what direction are you going out of Upper Sandusky there for this restaurant?
It says 1 mile east.
1 mile east. Well, would that be Wood Steer Barn?
That, yeah, the Steer Barn. You got it. Now, when did that go out of business?
Oh, not far. I can't tell you. Time goes by so fast, but we was going up there for at least, I know, a good 55 years or so.
Yeah, the Steer Barn was a good place.
Yeah, and, it you know, stuff goes out of business. It might have been out of business 6, 7, 8 years now, but, yeah, wonderful place to eat. That was one of our favorites. Then they had another one. They changed it to Woody's over... on another, not too far from Wood Steer Barn, same person, but not as elaborate. But I'm not saying for sure that they're completely closed now. I couldn't say that for sure. Anyhow, I thought I'd drop in here and get breakfast and go back out. That's where I've been the last 48, 50 hours. It's been beautiful mornings.
Hey, Bob.
Have a good one, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Absolutely, it was the Steer Barn. Does anybody remember the Steer Barn? Choice of heavy steaks and seafood, 1 mile east of Upper Sandusky on Route 30. All right. Now, we still have our drive-through. Now, this is hung over from the other day. Matter of fact, this was the first one we did. It's a drive-through. It was located at 1129 South Prospect Street, Richmond at Fairground. 1980, what was the name of that place? I have the ad right in front of me here. Drive-through located at 1129 South Prospect Street, Richmond at Fairground. 740-751-4038. Then we have the appliance store, appliance and television center, that was located at 238 West Center Street. 238 West Center Street, an appliance and television store. That their ad says they were there in 1952 and they were still in business in 1980. Does anybody remember that business? Appliance and TV store, 238 West Center Street. All right, let's throw another one in here. Now, this one's kind of a fun one. I wonder if anybody will get this. Now, here's what the ad said back in 1980. barbecue ribs and chicken are specialty. Also, steaks and chops. State Route 231 and US 30 in Nevada, Ohio. And they were advertising here in the News Life in 1980. Barbecue ribs and chicken are specialty. Also, steaks and chops. State Route 231 and US 30 in Nevada, Ohio. Does anybody remember what that was? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And that business was advertising in the News Life here back in 1980. Matter of fact, their ad is right next to the steer barn here in the newspaper. Right next to the steer barn ad, right above the Lee's Steakhouse ad. Does anybody remember where people in Marion used to go for barbecue ribs and chicken? That was their specialty. Also, steaks and chops. State Route 231 and US 30 in Nevada, Ohio. What was the name of that restaurant? Now, I remember that. I've heard this name before. I remember this pretty well. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
How about a place called Fingers Corners?
That's it. Fingers Corners. You got it.
Well, we hit all the big time. You know that?
Yeah. You were right up and down Route 30 in those days, weren't you?
Carolina, we was all over the state of Ohio. I'll tell you, a place that we loved, one of the big times down in Columbus, was Top of the Center, buddy. That was the elite, and we'd get about eight of us in that 12-passenger van of mine, and we'd go down there, and we thought we was kings and queens of the world when we ate at Top of the Center, a beautiful place in Columbus.
Yeah. Hey, thanks.
Yes, it was Fingers Corners. Does anybody remember Fingers Corners? Barbecue ribs and chicken are specialty, steaks and chops. State Route 231 and US 30 in Nevada, Ohio. That was Fingers Corners. All right. Well, this might be an easy one. Now, remember, this is back in 1980. Best eaten all around. Get a regular soft drink and fry when you buy a big roast beef, hot ham and cheese, or a big deluxe salad. Now, here's the address that might give this one away pretty easily. 404 East Fairground Street. 404 East Fairground Street. Does anybody know what that is? And this coupon would have expired on December 28th, 1980. Apparently, the slogan for this restaurant was Best Eaten All Around. Get a regular soft drink and fry free when you buy a big roast beef, hot ham and cheese, or big deluxe salad. 404 East Fairground Street in 1980. Where could you get a big soft drink and a big roast beef and hot ham and cheese sandwich? Or a big deluxe salad, in 1980, 404 East Fairground Street, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And also, we still don't have the answer of our appliance store, TV and Appliance Store, located at 238 West Center Street. TV and Appliance Store, 238 West Center Street. It was there from 1952 through at least 1980. And then we have our original one from Monday, which we still don't have. It was a drive-through located at 1129 South Prospect Street, Richmond at Fairground. Does anybody remember what that drive-through was called? 1129 South Prospect Street, Richmond at Fairground. then the Appliance and TV Store, 238 West Center Street, and then we've got the roast beef, hot ham and cheese, and a deluxe salad at 404 East Fairground. Best eaten all around. What business was that? 740-751-4038. Anybody who lives over in the Fair Park area might know what that business was back in 1980. All interesting stuff here. And this this news life was published on December 22nd, 1980, just prior to Christmas. All right, we got about 1 minute left. Hey, Voice of the People with Linda Sims comes up today, 10:15 to 12 noon. Charlene, I believe you've got a Del Taco gift card there and a Del Taco beanie at the studio to pick up. Adam, the computer guy, on today, 12:15 until 1 p.m. It was good to hear from our friend Ted this morning, as well as Sarah and Ryan and Pastor Craig, of course, and Abby and Mary through the auspices of the internet. And just remember, I did say nice-looking girls, which is different than good-looking. Conspiracy all cleared up. Have a great summer at 10:58 this morning. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From broadcasting legends Charlie Evers and Marianne Michaels. Marianne, what, 30 years in Marion City Schools?
Yes.
Did you ever think you'd live to see the day?
No. I mean, that was atrocious, I think. Absolutely horrible. No, never had anything like that. I'll tell you what, I can't ever think of a student.